Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In the fold at 7 after the hour are the members of the DJV clan, including me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner, all here purposefully to look at the top 10 stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, as an ancillary piece to the official countdown show. The ladies and me from the DJV program every week at this time go through the charts with our comments and thoughts based on what we've talked about during the week on the DJV program. So if you don't hear the program on your station for whatever the reason, you catch it on the DJV podcasts or our place in the sun, if you will. The full show you can hear at djvshow.com, and you can get the charts at djvshow.com and talkers.com. And because everything is so heavily weighted toward the Russian-Ukrainian war, I think we'll put off discussion of that so that we don't lose sight of some of the other things, ladies, that are on the charts this week. For example, at number 10, March Madness Sports, returning to the countdown list. Been a long time, pretty much since COVID, there hasn't been much sports on the list. But this week, March Madness and Tom Brady.
Yeah, it was a big sports week because you've got Tom Brady coming back. You have March Madness starting. Baseball back, finally made a deal. Spring training is underway. So those are all, you know, those are all good things for distractions if we need them from all of this.
Yeah, but doesn't the Tom Brady announcement feel like it was a year ago?
It does.
Like it just feels
it
like
kind of does, yeah. Very long cycle.
He didn't pick the greatest time to, yeah, in the news cycle. He didn't pick the best, most optimal time to make that announcement, but... Yeah, it feels
like. And you think it was lost on the public? Is that what you're suggesting, Victoria?
Well, I think that it was a big moment when it first happened. I remember when I got the TMZ alert or the ESPN alert on my phone, I couldn't believe it. And then it just, everything else in the world, you know, took the oxygen out of the room. Yeah. So, yeah. But I guess March Madness kind of puts more of a focus back on sports.
Well, for Victoria, the daylight savings time conundrum has taken the oxygen out of the room and apparently out of her life, because that's been... Other than Ukraine, that's what's been on her mind all week long. That's number 9 this week on the countdown list, the Daylight Savings Time Bill, which has been approved by members of both parties, apparently, although there was a big kerfluffle because the 9 Trumpsters in the House didn't... Why didn't they support it? I guess that would be the question.
Well, I don't know about that, but this passed unanimously in the Senate. And so, you know, typically bills start in the House and go to the Senate, but this started in the Senate from Marco Rubio, and Cory Booker co-signed it. I mean, it was a bipartisan effort. It was unanimous.
Right.
So it went through the Senate really quickly. And so now the House was caught off guard, apparently by multiple people, including Nancy Pelosi, saying, well, we just didn't know it was going to happen that fast. But then they said
Nancy, keeping your eye on the ball.
Well, they're focused on Ukraine. And so, yeah. And obviously that is a lot more important than me not sleeping.
She may bury it, and so that Marco Rubio backed up is supposed to go into effect in November of 2023 if it got speedy passage through the House. But now it's got bipartisan support in the House. It will pass. It will definitely pass the House of Representatives and make its way to Biden's desk. But they don't know when. They've kind of put it on the back burner, which is so weird. If you have something where there's actually bipartisan support,
how long does it take
people to come together?
It shows you how ineffective and out of touch this bunch is with reality.
It just shows how much red tape is involved in everything.
Well,
because
and
Nancy
also,
Pelosi
I mean,
was saying they have to caucus and they have to do all this and that. And it's like, oh my God.
And it does have to, I mean, it's true. They do have to go to committee and they do, I mean, it does have a process. You could expedite it. They do it all the time, or you could put it on the back burner. But I think that it's kind of interesting. They said that they, you know, they're so busy focusing on Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
Okay. Well, we elect you to do multiple things. And I'm pretty sure you're not holding votes every single day, every single minute of your 8-hour
work. Every minute isn't
about Ukraine.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's more
get
BS.
On it, people. You don't want to hear from me.
All right. Well, hearing from you, though, you think the bill is wrong-headed because it does the wrong thing. It addresses the problem but doesn't fix it.
Although I was in favor of keeping standard time, which sleep experts and, fans of astronomy say, we need to be closer to the natural progression of, of the sun and how the planet is, supposed, because, we made up. Daylight saving time is a man-made thing. So I was in favor of staying close to standard time. However, earlier this week on the DJV show, you did say that you thought it would be fine as long as we stopped changing the clocks. So I'm going to hold you to that. On November 2023, and so if it's just the matter of not changing clocks anymore and not having that disruption, if that does solve the problem, then I will tell you that you were right.
It is
a year and a half from now.
We'll all look forward to that a year and a half from now. That'll be great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the week of March 14th to the 18th. By the way, technology. I suppose this is not a clash. Technology and social media often, at least people who are unschooled in this, put the two of them together like me. When I think of social media, I think of technology, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the biggest tech story this week to come, and we'll have the whole top five tech stories of the week later in the countdown hour, but the business with Facebook and the hack in Russia, kind of turning things around. Don't you think that's a big story? The two of you, Jay,
sure. Who's
social media, and Victoria, the tech person on the staff. Isn't that,
I think that was really, it's very surprising, and just to bring you guys up to speed of what Doug's referencing, this week I was very surprised to hear Russia admit that their government websites have been hacked to a level that they have never experienced before.
By the good guys!
and we don't know who's doing it, the Ukrainians. I suspect that there are probably some anti-Putin Russians involved in this too. And what they did was the white hat hackers, the good guys. So, and they're not always good guys, but in this case they're on the right side. And what they did was they hacked a bunch of government websites and altered hotline numbers, like the number that you can call for the Russian emergency services or situations, is what they call it. They changed that hotline, and now it's a number for Russian soldiers to call if they want to defect from the army.
Instead of 911, it's Nyet-1-1.
Right. And then they also changed all the top news items on the ministry's homepage to don't believe Russian media, they're lying to you. I mean, this is a real direct hit. And as we know, Russia has the social media aspect. They've canceled Facebook, they've canceled Instagram. They've canceled TikTok. They're not allowing any social media happening at all, and a lot of Russian people are losing their internet connections completely. So
you're Russian. You got to figure out what's happening, right? I mean, you have to go, huh? Why
you
is
would
everything
think.
Going in this direction?
Right? Yeah. You would
I guess
think.
You're just afraid so to blind. See something.
So, what do you think, Jay? What do you see in terms of social media trends? Do you follow? We obviously are following what's going on in America, but there are other social media trends in Europe and the. I'm wondering whether the usual stuff that we see on social media. A lot of it, anyway, gossip about stars and things that aren't necessarily on the top of mind when it comes to political realities. But lately, I think there's been a lot of social media that has just focused on the Russian situation. Has there not been a lot of that?
Yeah, definitely a lot of conversation happening over Russia and Ukraine and everything happening there. How can there not be? Like you guys said earlier, it's taking all of the oxygen out of the room.
Yep. Yeah. All right, number 6 and number 7. And in a manner of speaking, go together to a point. And I'll put the example that I come up with is those people that were arrested in Florida this week involved in human trafficking. 108 people, a child sexual predator, prostitutes, people trying to sell prostitutes. This human trafficking thing has become a huge problem. But this is Disney, right? Wasn't it Disney?
Well, there was four Disney employees involved.
Yeah, some employees from Disney, a former judge, were amongst all of these people. It's so disgusting.
Yeah. 108 people. And the thing that the sheriff said that was really disturbing, And I commend all the law enforcement. They did undercover sting operations. I mean, this was a big operation to take down 108 people at once. But the sheriff said, you know, the sad thing is we can start a brand new sting operation tomorrow and fill all of these slots once again. That's how prevalent it is. And it seems to be, and I just, this is just superficial. I don't have any data to back this up, but it feels like when we hear these trafficking stories, whether if it's not, you know, directly coming from the border situation, it's Florida. There are so many of these stories that keep coming up, whether it's the Robert Kraft.
We have a lot in California, too, because of the proximity of the border. I think they're probably, you know, a lot of times they come over not only using our southern border, which is a big way, but they also, I mean, for a lot of the Chinese people who've been brought into the country, sex trafficking.
They go to California, right?
And it's all shipping containers. I mean, they pack them full, which is disgusting.
I don't know where they're coming from in Florida, though. That's what it seems.
Well, there are a couple of good there's ports on both sides. St. Petersburg is a huge port, and actually when you get down to the nitty-gritty south of Palm Beach County in that area that's like between Fort Lauderdale and Miami where all the cruise ships come in, there's a ton of places they could be sneaking. And remember, this is how they used to bring the drugs in, the low-flying planes that couldn't be detected or radar there, all that stuff. And that sort of begs the question as well, you know, this is going after these people, as was suggested by the sheriff. Once you know, the vacuum that's created by these 108 people being arrested fill the next day, it's the same with drug traffickers. When you arrest a drug kingpin or a bunch of lieutenants that are selling drugs or even people on the street, the next day all those slots are filled again. You wonder, what's the point?
You have people, I mean, it's not the same in every state, but I know just speaking in California, especially if they're caught in places like Los Angeles, in many cases, they are either not arrested at all or they are just let out of jail the same day. You know, you go in for 2 hours, and I mean, I've heard horror stories about people who police officers just had to let go because they didn't have the evidence, where they knew these women were being groomed for sex trafficking in the backseat of people's cars. I mean, it's just not right. Pretty disgusting.
All right, coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review, some of your comments through social media to some of the issues of the week. So we get to that in a matter of moments here on our overview from the DJV show of the Hot Hits and News Talk Radio.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on the clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after now. This is the Talk Radio Review. The DJV program hosts are working through the numbers here. Number four. Well, no, we're not doing that because we got to do all the comments from social media, Jay, right? So let's get to that and go back to Victoria with her eyeballs in the back of her head as regarding the time change. What are our listeners? I know you did a poll this week on whether to go one way or the other way. So what are listeners saying, first of all, before we get to the poll?
Yeah, some of the comments. Tommy Barnes says, staying on daylight saving time may give that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day year-round, but think about people on the western edges of the time zones. The sun would not rise in those locations in December and January until around 9 a.m. each morning, and then adding, good luck getting kids into the classrooms long before the sun even comes
up. I thought that was a very interesting observation, frankly. And the other interesting observation from our point of view is the radio stations that carry this program and other programs that are AM stations that are what we call daylight stations. Some of those stations wouldn't have any morning drive programming because they wouldn't get on the air until 9 o'clock. So there's something to be said for that. That's an interesting
observation. Well, and also the fact that that's why I was in favor of permanent standard time, so that the sun rises when it's supposed to rise, and in the afternoon in the winter when it's supposed to be dark, it's you know, not fun, but at the same time, like you said, Jay, a lot of people are saying, well, if you're on the western fringe of any time zone, it's just going to, the sun rises at 10 a.m.? Like, that's crazy.
Hello. All right, what else do you have for comments here, Jay?
And that's kind of something that Linda Nelfer added, too. She kind of asked the question, how is remaining in standard time not the obvious choice? And then John Nielsen added, who cares? Does no one ever travel between time zones within the USA? You have to adjust 2, even 3 hours sometimes. And then added, much ado about nothing.
People, it's interesting because that's what happens to me every weekend when I go back and forth to Los Angeles. I'm out 3 hours and back in 3 hours, and sometimes in just 2 days or overnight. It doesn't bother me, but it affects everybody differently. Their circadian rhythms are different, and so you are affected differently by it. So
I kind of feel like when you travel and you have that jet lag or that time difference, you also have the adrenaline because you're doing different things. You're out of your normal routine. When you're trying to stick with your normal routine, but the time has changed on top of you, and you don't even have the fun to go anywhere, it does make a difference.
All right, the poll that you asked about which Where should it be, standard time or daylight savings time? Where'd you get out of that?
41% say keep it on standard time. 28% say keep it on daylight saving time. 12% want the twice a year time change. And what? 19%, yeah,
crazy.
12%
those
want
crazy
the twice
people?
A year. And then 19%, 19% do not care where the time lands on, just stop changing it.
That's me. Yeah, that's I don't care where you go. Just knock it off.
All right, next up, price of gasoline seems to have leveled off, but what are people paying? You've got a pretty good, interesting representation of what people are paying around the country.
Yeah, Susie Ortiz says it went from $4.95 a gallon to $4.89 a gallon in the last week, and that's in Arizona. Tim Palmer said that regular gas went down $4.09 to $3.87. And that's in Lexington, Tennessee. Fiona Nash is in Maui and said that their gas is running about $5.05. And Carol Naylor in Owensboro, Kentucky said $3.77 for a gallon.
You know, it's interesting. I used to go visit the station at Lake Havasu, and I filled up one day at that Chevron station, which is close to the radio station. Isn't that funny how, you know, you can put a pin right on the map when you're getting references from people. Thank you, Susie. More thoughts and more comments and more work here on this week's Countdown, the charts for the week. We continue with that in a matter of moments here, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. The White House said China needs to decide where it stands in the Russia-Ukraine war. Following a nearly two-hour call Friday between President Biden and Chinese President Xi, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The vast majority of the nearly 2 hours was spent with the president outlining the views of the United States and our allies and partners on this crisis, including a detailed overview of efforts to prevent and then respond to the invasion.
Officials say discoveries were made in the search efforts for a missing U.S. military aircraft with four service members on board. The Marine MV-22 Osprey went missing while performing a NATO exercise off the Norwegian coast. Ground crews are headed to the scene, but they aren't expected to reach the site for several hours. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a disaster declaration because of raging wildfires near Abilene. Fire officials say the Eastlands Complex fires have burned over 45,000 acres and are only 10% contained. This is USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized Democrats for blaming the oil and gas industry.
We warned anti-energy policies would lead to higher gas prices. Democrats have responded with excuses and finger-pointing and unserious solutions, as you can see from the chart. Remember when they first blamed COVID?
McCarthy argued Democrats should be embracing an all-of-the-above energy policy. South Carolina is now ready for executions by firing squad. That state's Department of Corrections says the capital punishment facility at the Broad River Correctional Institution has been renovated to include the capacity for a firing squad. Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah also allow death by firing squad. The average price of a home continues to rise. The median price for an existing home jumped 15% from a year ago to $357,000 as the National Association of Realtors revealed sales dropped by more than 7% in February. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour as we continue with our thoughts with regard to the talkers' top 10 this week, the issues of the week, the people that people are talking about. We haven't even got to the people. I probably should do that because we'll get, I'm sure, into the Russian thing and Russia and China, and we'll lose the ability to go through that list. So I'll just give it to you now. On the people list, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo. Brittany Griner. I mispronounce that all the time. Involved in the Russian mayhem. She's at 7. Trump is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. Xi Jinping is 4. Zelensky is 3. Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Pretty much, again, reflective of what's what and who's who. COVID variants and how there's this new focus on BA2 this week. Is everybody going to have the pants scared off them again by the news media? Or what's the scoop? I noticed that the Omicron variant has resulted in 5 times as many hospitalizations of children. And that seems to be something when you compare it to Delta and some of the other strains. This is info that the Center for Disease Confusion. Yeah, right, exactly. So what do we make of this?
I would just wonder, like, 5 times what? Everybody's always looking for the most salacious headline.
Right. Exaggerating everything.
Well, to make everything seem worse and to panic people. So, okay, if the number is 5 times, what was the original number? Because I haven't heard a lot about kids going to hospitals.
Me either.
I haven't heard a lot about all of that. So,
all through Omicron, like a lot of, I had friends with little ones who were too young to be vaccinated, and some of them were really sick, not hospitalized, thank God, but really sick with COVID. And, you know, I guess people were just tired of COVID. I understand it. We all have fatigue from it. But there were plenty of doctors on every network saying children's hospitals are full right now. These kids are really sick, and no one listened. And, I mean, I saw that constantly. And Omicron, for whatever reason, it just affected these young kids more than Delta. The 5 times thing, Jen, to give you, this is children ages 4 and younger. that the findings show that infants younger than 6 months accounted for 44% of all of Omicron hospitalizations. It's pretty high. 63% of hospitalized infants and children during Omicron had no underlying conditions. That was another thing that a lot of the children's hospitals were saying. Perfectly healthy kids were now stuck in children's hospitals, and they couldn't understand why they were being so affected by it. And then the CDC said that infants under 6 months, which, Doug, your grandson would be considered, you know, in this category, that they have protection from their mothers. The antibodies from the mothers are passed through to the baby. So that was another reason why they were saying if you're breastfeeding and you haven't been vaccinated, you might want to do that because it does pass through to the baby. Yep. But, yeah, a lot of sick kids with Omicron. Thank God that's over.
Well, there are a lot of things that I think we've overcooked this in my mind, and people who've gotten tired of it, the mask mandates, the discussion about whether you should take the pill and how much money the drug company is making. I think that's passé now. The stuff that's much more important, frankly, that's occupying our thoughts, and I think rightfully, say it again, Doug, rightfully so. Number three, number two, and number one are all kind of tied together on the story list. Number three, the economy, price of gasoline, that sort of thing. Jay, actually, on our social media, the thoughts that were exchanged by folks listening to our programs this week, we want to share some of those with us with regard to the economy. I think that would be, it's telling, actually, what some of these people are saying.
Yeah, we just asked what your opinion on the state of the American economy, and there were a lot of really great comments. Linda Stone feels like these are the worst. It's been the worst since the Carter years.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Lincoln.
Gas prices in 1978 went through the roof and stayed there until Reagan was elected. That's why he lost the election. And that's why I said what I did earlier. The Democrats follow the trail that they're following at their own peril, frankly, because there could be a lot done to cut the taxes, get rid of the taxes for at least the time being, the federal taxes, the state taxes, and they're not doing it. And the Democrats are the ones that are in the way of it. So anyway, keep going. Who else you got there?
Well, Bonnie Moyers called the whole thing a dumpster fire. Carrie Morgan feels like we're on the verge of a depression, not just a recession, saying that they've been through a few recessions, and this one just feels different. It feels like a full-blown depression on the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It won't be, though. Economically, it won't be. But it feels that way, and I understand that. It feels that way because we had a global pandemic on top of that created this. And so it's like you had two major things happening at once. People were worried about their own safety and the safety of their loved ones. And then you're looking at you're unemployed now and you're trying to figure out how to get a PPP loan for your company, or you're trying to get unemployment from, you know, from your state. It was just so many things happening at once that it does feel a lot bigger, you know, than it will, and I think, in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think we're going to get out of it until we stop with the spending. I mean, if we want to keep spending, then we have to figure out where to cut. And the government does not want to ever cut. They always want to get bigger and bigger and more bloated, and people are making money off of things, and so they don't want to shut things down. And I fear, I mean, and I don't like to use the word fear, but I don't know how we can continue to just fire up the laser jet and keep printing money.
You can't.
It's not going to fix anything.
And the way that there's no sunsetting of the laws, which is something that was almost mandated around the Carter years when so many things were being passed, so much money was being spent. We're spending so much more money now than ever has been the case. And I don't know if that's personal as well as on the federal level or the governmental level. I thought the comment that listener Chris Latif, if that's the way he pronounced his name, made, Jay, was pretty interesting. Grandmas and grandpa that reuse aluminum foil. I remember my mother used to do that.
Is the comment? Someone reuses.
Yeah, Chris aluminum said foil. Some of y'all's grandmas and great grandmas used to save and reuse their aluminum foil, and you are about to find out why.
Yeah,
my grandmother used to do it.
I did. I still do it.
How about don't use aluminum foil because it's not good for your health?
Well, that's not what people are. Thanks for that suggestion.
It's not good for you.
No, it isn't. Well, doesn't the stuff come off when you're cooking it?
You're cooking aluminum into your food. It's horrible for you.
It's yummy.
I've heard Dr. Jack Stockwell talk about that a lot. It's really bad for you.
Yeah.
So just don't do it.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. Yeah, it's not to save it. The number two story has to do with how the Chinese are playing into this with the Russians. I think a lot of us have been talking about and hearing discussions about how the Chinese are sort of backing down a little bit. Is that a pipe dream, or is there some proof, is there some evidence that China is backing away from supporting Russia, as many thought they were early on? I don't know that I'm...
There are a lot of people who are wishful thinking that they're going to back off. And there are a lot of people on both sides of the political aisle who believe that China can be the one to end this war because they can just shut off Vladimir Putin. I just don't think realistically they're going to do that. China doesn't care about human suffering. They care about their bottom line. And, they may not like the idea of a sovereign country being invaded, but they're going to do the same thing with Taiwan. And they've got so much invested in Russia and the United States, for that matter, and most of Europe, that they're going to just sit in the middle on this. I cannot see them trying to get so involved because all of these are their customers, right? We're their customer. Russia's their customer. Everybody's their customer. And I think there are a lot of people out there who think that the Biden administration included, thinking they can put the pressure on China to stop supporting Russia. And I hope they can. I'm rooting for the case.
So isn't Joe Biden speaking with Xi about Russia this weekend?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Supposedly. That'd be an interesting conversation. So what will he say to China? We're going to get you if you back China, if you back
Russia.
Well,
there's a lot of economic consequences, right? I mean, there's more leverage than I think a lot of people may realize with China. Jen's 100% right. I totally agree. They obviously, look at their track record. They don't care about human life at all. They just don't. Look at what they dismiss the Uyghurs in concentration camps. They don't care. So cleansing, that's their ethnic cleansing, which they've been accused of for years now. It's only recently become, a headline. But what I do believe, though, and this is why I'm a little bit optimistic, financially, China's all about the bottom line. And if there is no upside to supporting Russia and giving them, whether it's, giving them weapons or giving them more loans, Russia, by the skin of their teeth, just made an interest payment of $117 million this week. They've got $2 billion coming up that's going to be called in loans in the beginning of April. There is no upside to bankrolling a country that can't pay the loan back. Mm. I mean, it's really basic accounting. So I just think if this keeps going the way that it is with Russia, and these sanctions are really hitting the Russian economy hard, I can see China kind of maybe just inching away from it.
All right. So let's talk about the rumors that Russians have killed U.S. soldiers. I don't think we have any soldiers in Russia, first of all. But at any rate, the Russians are claiming.
Journalists killed, but I haven't heard of...
Yeah, I mean, there have been Americans killed, an American
Jimmy
journalist.
Hill. Is an
from
American
over the
citizen.
Weekend.
What's
Jimmy
he,
Hill, well, Jimmy Hill was a citizen who was in a bread line when Russian forces opened up and killed, I think, 10 people, and he was one of them. I think he might have been over there with family, something like that, 67 years old.
Oh, he's the guy who went there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or his partner. Yeah. You're right. Oh, horrible.
All right. Trade relations. The House has passed this bill to end normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus. So it's passed. Everybody signed off. It was like 424-8. So the only eight who voted against it were those Trumpers, right, in the House.
What was their reasoning? I don't know if it's the Trumpers. I mean, you can call them Trumpers or Trump supporters, but I don't know that Trump would be in line with this. I think Trump would cut off trade relations. That's very much in his wheelhouse. But their reasoning is that they don't have trust in the Biden administration to cut ties with the other bad forces. So they think that they're ending ties with Russia to go work with Venezuela, to go work with Iran. The reason they think that is because the Biden administration's running back into a deal with Iran, negotiated by Russia, who they say is cutting off. They've even had members of the team who's negotiating this Iran deal walk off, people that work for the Biden administration, because they know how bad this deal is for America. And literally, it releases the sanctions we've put on Russia so that Russia can start making money from Iranian infrastructure. I mean, it makes no sense for the American people. And
no,
I don't
this
understand
is everything
how
so complicated.
They can sell it.
So
and that's the thing, is they're banking on people being stupid and out of touch. And I don't
a lot
know
of Ukrainians
what's going on.
From around the world, some 320,000 as of this week, former citizens returning home to Ukraine to help them fight off the Russians. That's a pretty big, that's a big number. How are they getting back in there? As many people getting out, more people actually leaving.
A lot easier to get in than get out. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Trains are empty.
So the
but that's an impressive number. I mean, we've known that, you know, there's global support for Ukraine, but 320,000 men and women going back, that's incredible. That's brave.
I think it is, and it says something about those people. I heard the other thing that I heard this week consistently was how corrupt the Ukrainians are, the government there is, and how corrupt all Russian, the Eastern Bloc countries are all just completely corrupt. And one wonders how that's going to play as this thing continues to escalate. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 47 After on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the stories from the week. The charts from Talkers Magazine at number 10. Sports returns to our story list, with a focus on March Madness and Tom Brady returning to play in Tampa. Number 9, Daylight Savings Time and the hoopla around that. Number 8, social media, technology, etc. put together. I'm sure that we had more in mind there with regard to the war than anything else, but certainly is a focus of our lives. Immigration reform is number 7. Crime is 6. Elections 5. COVID 4, the economy 3, our relations with China and Russia, more China though at number 2, and at number 1 the war, the Russians versus Ukrainians. It's pretty interesting how well the Ukrainians are doing beating the butt of most of the Russian soldiers who are in there. It's pretty telling. That's the story list from Talkers.com. So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Doug Steffen with the People List now. The list from Talkers Magazine, I like to go through this officially once each hour so you know what the real list is. Even if we get off topic or start talking about some of the other ancillary things, you'll know that at number 10, Tom Brady rests. Jussie Smollett, number 9. Chris Cuomo, number 8, in his big suit against his former employer, CNN. Brittany Griner being moved around in various prisons in Russia, the WNBA star. Donald Trump is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. The leader of China, Xi Jinping, is number 4. Zelensky, first name Volodymyr, close to Vladimir, he's number 3. Putin, Vladimir, is number 2. And Joe Biden is number 1 on that list. The list could be a few more names that could be on it, but under the circumstances, if you're going to say that you got a list of 10, then you stick to the 10, and those are the 10. Brought to you courtesy of Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I've been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Mostly Victoria Keelan to go to the top five
You're
items.
Moral support.
Yes, I am. And to give you, I give you a leg up with the sort of the headline. As long as I don't lose the headline, we're fine. Top five items from the world of technology. Counting it down. At number five, there's a boom in the streaming world for the film industry. I don't know whether this is good or bad. For me, it's probably bad. But.
Well, actually, in the long run, it's probably really good for you, meaning you are a movie theater fan. You like going to theaters to see movies. So the Motion Picture Association released their annual report, and they said that in 2021, $99.7 billion was brought into the movie market because streaming platforms pushed out so much content, so many movies, and subscriptions to, which actually, it's the digital movie market, streaming market, was 72% of the combined theatrical and home mobile entertainment market compared to 46% pre-COVID. So this was obviously the huge boom that we expected. But the good news is, because it injected so much money back into the motion picture industry, it's actually given them a really good leg up going forward as movies are coming back into theaters. So this was a sort of surprise because, as we know, the pandemic pushed Americans to stream content from home. And since the beginning of 2020, 53% of U.S. adults said that their streaming service viewership had increased. And so, and I know a lot of people in the movie industry were really unhappy with all the streaming stuff. But it turns out one hand washes the other here, so it ends up being good news. And by the time, well, sort of right now, as we're moving into a summer season, more and more blockbusters will come out. So it's really actually good news for people who like the theater because there's going to be a lot more funding for it.
Number four, the Meta relationship with China.
Right. So a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pressing Facebook's parent company, Meta, which I still think we should just call them Facebook because they don't anything else except Instagram. So they're pushing them on their policy towards paid advertisements from Chinese state-sponsored media. And apparently what the China Global TV Network has done, they've placed at least 21 ads on Facebook featuring newscasts that are pushing pro-Russian propaganda about the war in Ukraine. And so the letter, which is from a group of six House lawmakers, bipartisan, which is rare, but also encouraging when we hear it, they acknowledge that Facebook has taken certain steps to block Russian state media, but what are they doing to block the Chinese? That's the question. And they gave Facebook five questions to respond to about their ad policies, and they have until March 31st to respond. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. But clearly China has shown that they are very much backing whatever Russia is up to.
Speaking of Russia, they're facing hacking from the outside. Little turnabout is fair play, it looks like, huh?
Exactly. So this was a story that just sort of happened at the end of the week. But the Russian government websites, and I'm actually surprised they even admitted this, but the Russia's Ministry of Digital Development and Communications announced on Thursday of this week that the Russian government websites and state media are facing unprecedented levels of hacking. And they said the hacking attempts have been significantly more powerful than anything that they've ever experienced in the past. They said this is 2 to 3 times more powerful than the most serious incidents they've ever had on record. And so what they're doing, these hackers, which are probably from Ukraine and maybe from other places around the world, and also Russians who don't agree with what Putin's doing, they took over the hotline, the Emergency Situation Ministry in Russia, they took over the hotline and changed the number to a number where Russian soldiers can call if they want to defect from the Russian army and come back from Ukraine alive. They also altered the top news items on the ministry's homepage to, quote, "don't believe Russian media, they lie," and "default in Russia is near." So this is, and then they offered a link with full information about what's really happening in Ukraine because so many people in Russia are in the dark now with no internet. It's a powerful hack. That's what they call the white hat hackers. Those are like the good guys.
And it's all right, number two, focusing on Netflix and what they're trying to do.
This story really rippled way beyond the tech world. So Netflix has announced that they do not want you sharing passwords anymore, and that's a big deal. So we don't know what's going to happen yet. They're testing in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru a new policy to add about $3 per person per month. So
and number
we'll
one
see if it sticks.
Is Facebook
and Instagram. Yeah, so Facebook and Instagram are banned in Russia now, and it's just going to be going back and forth on freedom of speech and things like that. It's not going anywhere good, let's put it that way.
Top five items from technology here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.